Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 5th edition. 10-game on tap for you tonight. Hope you had a good Tuesday. It was a good one. Pitching was actually really good. You got some good spots to hit. We saw some big winners out there. The Angels and the Astros came through late night for us, so that was always very, very nice. But again, if you listen to this in podcast form, give us a rate and review on iTunes. I'd really appreciate it. You can follow me on Twitter at BDIntric with any questions you have there. Or check out this video at all times on my Twitter or at Roto Ballers YouTube channel. If you want to join the Roto Baller crew premium package, use promo code Bubba for 10% off over there at rotoballer.com. All right, 10-game slate for you tonight. There's a lot of doubleheaders going on, so way more than 10 games today, but we're getting 10 games of actions. You got Twins Pirates, total of 9. Blue Jays Braves, 9. Cubs Royals, 9. Brewers White Sox, 9. I guess we're sensing a trend here, folks. Astros D-backs, 9. Dodgers Padres, 8. Texas, Oakland, 8. Angels, Mariners, 9. We're waiting on Coors and a couple of Texas and Oakland. We're waiting on those two for sure. And I believe Houston and Arizona. So a couple totals we're still waiting for on this lovely slate. But let's just get cracking at it. We got some interesting pitching once again tonight, but only one guy over 10K. We had a few more last night. We got Yu Darvish, 10-4 at the Kansas City Royals. Really good spot here for you. He bounced back very nicely in his second start, 6 shutout innings of 7 strikeouts for almost 30 DK points. If you look at his scatter plot, he threw like 8 or 9 different pitches. The dude is just locked in the U we expected, and that's outstanding. He's still only one walk on the season, so he's picked up right where he left off last year. Now has a really good matchup in Kansas City. One thing you're going to see today, a lot of the interleague matchups for Monday, Tuesday, 2-game sets in one place, like the home and homes in football and basketball and other stuff. Now they're going to the opposite place. They play the first 2 in Wrigley. Now they go to Kansas City for 2. Really, really good spot here for Yu Darvish in pitcher-friendly Kauffman Stadium, for one, against a Royals team that really doesn't scare many people. Lefties at 315, righties 265 off Yu last year. Royals were average at best for right-handed pitching. So if you want to pay up tonight, Yu Darvish, really strong play. I like him in cash quite a bit and definitely has some upside in your GPPs as he's got 30-plus point upside at all times in this matchup versus the Royals. Mike Clevinger, nice high-priced GPP play at $9,200, coming off a just dud against Minnesota, but that's Minnesota. That's going to happen to a lot of pitchers. Pretty much everybody not named Shane Bieber this year, and Aaron Civale as well, have been getting just smoked by Minnesota. That's just the way it goes. Clevinger had a great start against Kansas City, struggled at Minnesota, comes home to Cincinnati. A team that's got some pop. Castellanos is hitting everything out of the ballpark. There's no hiding that at all. But they have a team total below 4. Lefties 292, righties 248. Versus the Clev dog, the Reds last year struck out over 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. It's a very good GPP play because he's got 25-plus point upside with big strikeout upside against this Reds team if he just keep the ball in the ballpark. So Clevinger at 92, very intriguing GPP play. If you're paying up tonight, it's Yu Darvish with the Clevinger GPP option. In the 7 and 8K range, you got Lance McCullers, $8,300 at the Arizona Diamondbacks. McCullers coming off a rough one in Anaheim, 4 innings, 4 earned, 4 walks, 4 Ks. For 3 DK points. Prior to that, against Seattle, 6 strong. He's gone over 90 pitches in both starts, so that's great. Now he goes into Arizona against an Arizona Diamondbacks team that really has not got the offensive going at all this season. It's been putrid, very putrid. You know, like I always have T's and P's for our good buddy Scott Bogman, who's running, he's walking a mile for every run differential and a loss for the Diamondbacks. And the way they're not scoring runs, there's a lot of run differential going on there. So good on you, Scott. Good on you. When it comes to McCullers, facing the D-backs, team of strikes at almost 22% of the time versus righties last season. They do have some pop. You know they do with Christian Walker at times. You got Starling Marte, Ketel Marte. There's options there for sure. It's just been super, super inconsistent. So McCullers at 83 is in play. He's walking a lot of guys, so it does make you a little nervous there. So he's not a lock like you'd expect, but could make a nice GPP play on this slate. Ross Stripling, $7,800 at the San Diego Padres. I like the San Diego offense. I like them a lot. I thought they were interesting GPP last night. Dustin May mowed him down. I still think they're in play tonight as a GPP because no one's going to own them. But Ross Stripling's been outstanding. Dominated the Giants, as you'd expect. Pitched well against Arizona. Just didn't strike anybody out. That was the big bugaboo. But now you get San Diego, a team that you can rack up some strikeouts with. They do have the good offense, as I mentioned. So you have to watch out in that regard. But a team that also strikes out over 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. That's a big plus there for Stripling. Lefties hit 279. Righties 302 off Ross Stripling as well. So lots to like in that regard. Ross had a near 25% K rate of his own last year and almost a 48% ground ball rate. So keeps the ball in the ballpark, racks up the strikeouts, $7,800. Very good play there in this slate. I'd almost want to go as far as saying he's cash worthy with you, Darvish. If you're a little nervous, that's fine. But Stripling, very, very strong spot at $7,800. The cash play that'll likely match up with you, Darvish, tonight is Randy Dobnak at $7,200. Yes, this is 2020. And yes, we're talking Randy Dobnak. That's where we're at. He threw outstanding five shutout innings, four strikeouts, 94 pitches, the most important part of that for me, against the Cleveland Indians. That's a very, very big plus because now he goes into Pittsburgh. He's stretched out. He's going to have a rotation spot here for a little bit, and he's facing a Pirates team that you can definitely exploit. Team total at 3.6, one of the lower ones on the slate. Lefties 215, righties 298 versus Dobnak last year. Pirates are striking out a little more this year than in recent years, though well over 20%. And in years past, it was one thing with the Pirates. They weren't a great offense, but they never struck out. That was always frustrating. Well, they're striking out right now. And Dobnak at $7,200. Definite upside in this matchup versus Trevor Williams and the Pittsburgh Pirates. So $7,200 in Pittsburgh in that ballpark. Big fan of the Dobnak tonight. I think he's going to be very popular, but very good value on this slate. So when you're talking 7 and 8K range, I still have McCullers 1 because his upside is bigger than any of these guys. We know he can just rack up 10 Ks in five innings and walk away. It's tremendous. But then I got Dobnak 2 and Stripling 3. Stripling's great, but it's that respect for that San Diego offense. Still a very good play tonight at his price point. All right, well, we're talking punts now. Garrett Richards, $6,200 against the Dodgers. The Dodgers offense we know is very, very good. Richards has pitched well at Arizona, dominated at Colorado, didn't pitch horrible, still racked up 6 Ks, and that's the important part for me. And he went 90 pitches. So he stretched out. He's got 6 Ks in both starts. Faces the Dodgers, a very, very good offense, but a team that will strike out a little bit on their own. So that's a very, very big plus at $6,200. It's risky, but I like the upside in that matchup. The other player I'll mention, and this is a long shot, it's at Cleveland. Cleveland's offense has not really been clicking. They've, Franmil Reyes finally joined the party last night with the ding-dong. It's been very, very inconsistent. And that's TJ Anton of the Cincinnati Reds, $4,000. He made his debut last week against the Cubs, 4 1/3 innings, one solo shot, one walk, 5 Ks through 69 pitches. So he stretched out to probably 70, 75 pitches. I doubt they'll make him go too much longer, but you never know. Biggest thing, though, $4,000. He got you 16 points last time. That would be gravy at $4,000. He's facing a Cleveland team, like I said, kind of struggling at the dish. There's really no sugarcoat in that one when it comes to the Indians. And an Indians team with a team total of 4.2, which isn't even that high considering, well, that was against Luis Castillo. Castillo got moved back because of the double dips. But Anton's supposed to make the start tonight. And that's something to keep in mind against Cleveland for $4,000. Very, very intriguing punt on this slate. So recapping your pitching, up top, Darvish, Clevinger. In the middle, McCullers, Dobnak, Stripling. Down below, we have Anton and Richards. Let's get to the bats on this slate. The value-wise, there's not as much as we've been getting of late, so that's another reason to make the pitching decisions quite interesting. Like, you can go Darvish, Anton, and have whatever you want, pretty much. But when you're looking at the catcher position, Wilson Contreras versus Bubik. Bubik's a nice young talent. That lefty's been getting hit around. Contreras at 48, very much in play tonight. But you can save some cash at the position. There's a couple guys that really stood out when breaking this down earlier when it comes especially to savings on this slate, like Robinson Chirinos against Manaea at 36, a little bit of GPP appeal in that one. But Tromp of the Giants at 34 versus Gray, him and Heidemann have been rotating back and forth. I'm assuming Tromp will play tonight at 3,400. That gives you some nice savings in that one. And then a few others the main other one I'm looking at for now. Obviously, there'll be more. Like Maldonado at 28 versus Ray is not bad. Ray is just a mess. He's super cheap tonight, too. Like, he's so tempting in a GPP, but it's rough. The other guy I'm looking at, because Marco Gonzalez is pitching for Seattle, and he's not a bad lefty by any means. Angels offense is interesting, but Max Stassi, $2,700. He's been playing against most lefties and playing pretty darn well. So Stassi at 27, not a bad play. Opens up some salary for you at the catcher's position. First base, now you can have some fun. McMahon had the day off yesterday. Should be back. He's up to 5,300 for Colorado. It's Logan Webb supposed to be starting for the Giants, and then they go to a bullpen game. This should be just a lot of Rockies runs, a lot. On paper, this should be a bloodbath and a tough one to ignore because the Giants' bullpen is really bad, really, really bad. But McMahon at 53 is a strong, strong play. If you are fading Richards, Max Muncy at 52 is not too shabby. Daniel Murphy's up to 51 too. Wow. So they finally got the bump. They finally got the memo there in Colorado, but strong plays nonetheless. Now, if you want to save some cash, I hate seeing Abreu up to 4,700. I like him cheaper. He's earned it, though. So that's very intriguing. But Brandon Belt's down to 44 versus John Gray. John Gray's good. He's not great. It's Coors Field. Giants offense is not good. Or it's not great, but it's good, especially in this matchup. And when you look at John Gray, lefty's 341, righty's 296. Belt, missed a lot of time to start the year with the injury. Hasn't really got it clicking a ton since his return. But this could be a good spot for him at 4,400. You get a little bit of savings there in Colorado versus Gray. Not a must play, but very intriguing. Todd Frazier, 4,200 for Sean Manaea. Manaea's pit velocity is down to like 87 to 89. It's not great by any means. Lefty's 344, right? Or that's the wrong team. We're looking at the Rangers. You have, where did you go? Rangers. You have lefty's 251, righty's 250 versus Manaea. That was when he was pitching really well last year. Not the same this year. So Todd Frazier at 42 is very, very intriguing, especially in your GPPs or you're looking for savings. 12 points, 4 points, 12 points in his last three. Really has that upside against the left-handed pitcher. So keep Frazier in your mind tonight. If you are fading Anton of Cincinnati in that Cincinnati bullpen, Carlos Santana is only 4,100. The Indians are priced down as if they're facing Luis Castillo. So keep that in mind. You're going to get the Indians at quite the discount tonight. Probably makes them pretty popular against Anton, but not a bad look there at 4,100. A few more. If you want to stack Houston again tonight against Robbie Ray, zero problem with that at all. Ray is just, I love Ray. I really do, but he's just so inconsistent. So, so inconsistent right now. So you can definitely take advantage of that if you so choose. And lefty's 285, righty's 341. It's like a Yuli Gurriel at 4,100 salary savings for you there. If you slide on down even farther, Albert Pujols went deep last night. He's had a couple homers of late, really starting to get streaky. He's homered in back-to-back games, which is good because he's either homered or done nothing. He's had three homers on the year. He's batting 156. It's goose egg or long balls. 3,700 and GPP, definite upside in that matchup against Marco Gonzalez. And then you're just looking at value. Different spots. You're Colin Moran's 34 versus Dobnak. I like Dobnak, but it's still a nice value for Colin Moran in his matchup. Evan White's kind of slowed down a bit, but he's 31. Julio Teheran starting for the Angels. Good spot for Seattle tonight to get back on the schneid. If you want to fade Dallas Keuchel, Jed Jerko's only 3K. I'm not looking to really run to that, but there's value to be had there. So there's a few plays here and there if you want to go pick and choose, like Ryan O'Hearn's of value as well versus Darvish. Second base, the Astros I mentioned against Robbie Ray. Altuve went deep last night. It's 5,700 in a very good spot. Mentioned McMahon at 53. Keston here at 51 might get overlooked tonight versus Dallas Keuchel. He's kind of slumping, but a couple games ago he had it going. It's Keston here, a big swinger. 5,100, not too shabby. Sliding down below 5K, though, where it becomes a little more doable. Garrett Hampson still can't find the lineup. Chris Owens keeps playing over Garrett Hampson. Fun times. Fun times. So he's cheap if he makes it. Cesar Hernandez, 39. Adam Frazier, 38 for a little bit of savings. But Chris Owens mentioned he's playing with the 37 now. It was fun when he was cheaper, but still 3,700 and Coors is a little bit of a nice price tag in that one. And then this is where the value just kind of goes away. Like Luis Arias is 33. Kiko Hernandez is 33. They're not great plays, but they're not bad if you need to save some money. Nico Horner, 31. He's not going to light the world on fire. Like, he doesn't have a lot of power. He has to get like a multi-hit game, score some runs to make it work for you. That's the thing with Nico. Like, he can do it, just not consistently enough is the problem. So, and then Nick Madrigal's 2,900. Third base, you got Arenado at 56. Great play. Colorado's easy. That's simple. Bregman at 53, not too shabby as well. But the A's against Gibson, I like Kyle Gibson a lot. This is one of those games that we talk about in the Lions start, like four outcomes. Like, you could see Gibson dealing, you could see Gibson getting lit up. You could see the bullpen being the damage there. Real tough way to break down the A's. Lefty's 344, righty's 319 versus Kyle Gibson. So if you want to go to like a Chapman, Olson's cheap too, you could. It's just hard for me to go to Oakland with some other options in play tonight. Chris Bryant at 48 versus Bubik, very, very much in play. Let's see if we got anything new on Bubik to start the year here. We look at the Cubbies. Cubbies have a good team total on the slate. They should. I know we're still waiting on that total. But righty's hitting 352 out Bubik early on here. So a guy like Chris Bryant at 48 leading off, he has some appeal. Jose Ramirez only 47 versus Anton. If you're not using Anton, Cleveland's price down. That's a good price at 47. Machado at only 45 versus Stripling has my attention. If you are going to fade Ross Stripling and go back to a gamble on those Padres bats, there is definitely upside in that one. Righty's 279, righty's 302. Lefty's 279, righty's 302 versus Stripling. So you could look at something along that one. Yes, Cubby Madrigal is day today. You are correct on that one. So Machado at 45 is interesting. Moncada at only 43 versus Adrian Hauser. I like Adrian Hauser, but he's a heavy sinker ball guy. And if that sinker ball is not locating properly, it can be very, very hittable. So it's one of those where you can roll the dice and hope they can get to Hauser. They have a 4.18 total, so Vegas thinks they're going to be decent. Lefty's 345, righty's 261. So a guy like Moncada at a $4,300 price tag is pretty nice savings on this slate. So that's not a bad look, especially in your GPP lineups. Todd Frazier mentioned him earlier at 42. Austin Riley went deep yesterday. Hyunjin Ryu, he's been very, very shaky this year. So if you want to play the long ball game, third base outfield eligible, Riley at 38 is worth a peek. David Boat at 37 has been playing well, hitting towards the top of that order when he cracks the lineup. Mentioned Colin Moran at 34. Then it gets ugly again, really, really ugly at the position because like Jed Jerko, like I really don't want to play him. But he's $3,000 if you need some savings. That's a crappy situation to be in. But like Isaiah Kenner Falefa at only 26 versus Manaea, that could be a decent punt if you need him. Get on base, maybe make a little bit of noise there. Shortstop, as we keep going around the positions for you today to get you a first look at this 10-game Wednesday slate. You got Trevor Story and Coors, Fernando Tatis Jr. at 52, both very strong. But then Javi Baez, if you want to jump on the Cubbies, who won't be as popular as these other teams tonight, Baez at 5K, a little priced up, but a very, very strong look. Lindor swinging a very hot bat at 48 versus Anton. Something to poke at there. Swanson's down to 46. At least he's a few hundred dollars cheaper after yesterday. He's like, what in the world happened there? He's 46, and he's hitting towards the top of the order. But if you're not going to pay up to the top, just come down to Corey Seager at 45. The dude just keeps barreling and barreling and barreling. Only 5 points yesterday. What a disappointment from Corey Seager because he had 6 straight days of 10 or more points prior to that. He's a great cash game play at 45. Good GPP upside, even against a guy like Trevor Richards, even more so against a guy like Trevor Richards. So Seager at 45, very strong look for you there. Carlos Correa at 43 is an interesting play if you're stacking. He went deep yesterday. Hopefully he doesn't have a massage this morning because that means he might not be in the lineup if he does that. He gets too relaxed, if you know what I mean. So in a stack, $4,300 is a good price tag for Correa. So watch that one as those lineups come out. Brandon Crawford, not really torching the ball, kind of mentioned with belt. Some of these old school Giants just don't have it right now. But Crawford at $3,900 in Coors against Gray, who lefties can get at, that is some value in this matchup. Jorge Polanco, 39 as well, has some appeal to you. J.P. Crawford's cooled down the last few days. Still $3,800 for Tehran. We know history tells us time and time again, you can light up Tehran with left-handed bats. So the Mariners could be very, very live in this one tonight against Julio Tehran making his triumphant return to the mound for the Halos. So I'm really, really looking forward to seeing what we can get in that matchup tonight. David Fletcher went deep last night, third base shortstop eligible, $3,700. Love him again tonight. Just one of these days when we're going to wake up, he's going to be over 4K. We're going to start having to really debate using him because right now as he stays cheap, he's just too hard to pass. Like I had him everywhere last night as a value at the shortstop position. All right, outfield. I said baby swag. Trout went deep in his first at-bat. It's science, people. You don't need me for that. It's science. So, yes, Garrett Richards. Sorry, Zach. It's early. I apologize. It's very early out here on the West Coast, but you knew who I meant. But let's go with Trout at $6,200. Blackman at Coors. Yes, sure. But Yastrzemski at 58. The Giants will get overlooked. They've been overlooked every single game. So that's very, very much in play for you tonight. Laureano, he's starting to get it going at the dish, $5,600, only if you're stacking the A's. Don't play him as a one-off. That's way too much money as a one-off in that matchup. Joey Gallo, 53, solid GPP play, crushes left-handed pitching. He's actually better versus lefties than righties. And Manaea is throwing batting practice up there. So Joey Gallo, 53, is a strong look for you in that one. Nelly Cruz at 49, we prefer him versus lefties, but no problem against Trevor Williams if you're stacking up the Twins tonight, which should be popular. Alex Dickerson is a nice Coors save. He's only 48 hitting second in that lineup. Mentioned Chris Bryant earlier. Bellinger's down to 47. I know he hasn't, got off to the start everybody would love to see, but double digits in three straight games, maybe starting to get it going. He's hit safely in three straight games, homeward in two of three. You get Cody Bellinger streaking. We know he can do it. At only 47 against Richards could be a nice discount before that thing really balloons for him. Going down to the low fours, Avisel Garcia versus a lefty. First off, Avi's having a couple games ago, played really, really well with a couple knocks, doubles, three ribbies against the White Sox. Now he gets Keuchel in a nice ballpark there in Chicago. We know Garcia versus lefties, so 44 is something to look at. Same with Ozuna at 44 versus Ryu. Both a little bit of discounts that are nice. Lubob still leading off at 43. I love Lubob at 43. I love Grisham at 43. Both solid price tags. Like, if you don't want to pay up and you want to start with two outfielders at $4,300, those are two strong options to go with in their matchups. Max Kepler and Eddie Rosario. These ones stood out to me when I first started looking. Max Kepler, 41, and he's fantasy goodness right now. 19 points last night, 17, 14. He's got five hits in his last three games. Really, really stroking it at the top of that Twins order. He's got double digits in four of his last five games. Crushing the baseball. We know against Trevor Williams, you want to attack him with left-handed bats, but you can attack him anything you want. Twins team total is close to five. Last year, lefties hit 386, righties 327. There's Trevor Williams. So when I see Max Kepler at 41 swinging the bat, he's swinging. That's outstanding. Rosario at 4,000. He can be shaky at times, but we know that power's there in the middle of that order. So you can lead it off with Kepler, splashing a Polanco or a Cruz or whoever, and then jump in with Rosario. Really cheap pieces of the Minnesota action for Trevor Williams. Eloy Jimenez only 41 if you're stacking Chicago, sure. And then Sean Newcomb pitching for the Braves tonight. Where'd he go? Toronto Blue Jays. Jays have a 4.2 team total. Last year, lefties 329, righties 300 off Newcomb. A lot of that was out of the bullpen, so keep that in mind. A little different strategy on the mound when you're pitching on the bullpen compared to starting. Newcomb did not pitch well his first time out there. So guys like Teoscar Hernandez, Randall Grichuk, you got the baby Blue Jays with Vladdy and Bichette and all these guys. If you want to stack the Blue Jays, they will be lower owned than normal, so something to definitely get inside that one. But keep an eye on them. A few others when you get like Matt Kemp's up to 4K. That's about time he got a little bit more expensive, hitting in Coors Field, for crying out loud. But I like that low $4 to $4,400 range if you want to save some cash in the outfield. And there's very, very strong plays in that regard. But below 4K, like Kyle Lewis in a GPP, sure, $3,900. Don't hate it. Franmil went deep yesterday at 38. He could be a nice GPP play. Brian Reynolds at 38 for Stobnak. A little bit of cash appeal with Reynolds in that one. But it dries up a little bit here compared to normal nights. That's why I kind of like that range I was talking about. A little more safety before getting really risky. Like Justin Upton in a stack, sure. Just like so inconsistent. $3,500 though. Does give you some savings. But really not a lot that stands out without seeing lineups. Like Bradley Zimmer, if he cracks the Cleveland lineup at 32. Ben Gamble at 32, but it's a lefty-lefty. Those could be interesting. Steven Piscotty's had two back-to-back big games. He's 32. I prefer him versus lefties, but he's swinging it well. Brian Goodwin's 32. Shogo Akiyama versus Clevenger's 31. So it kind of depends on what gambles you want to take down here. Steven Souza Jr. at 3K could be a good one with a lefty on the mound. Bubik Souza should crack the lineup. Joe Adele's 3K if you want to go back to Adele. Hopefully he has his first big game. That's what people are hoping for. If Miles Straw cracks the lineup for Houston, he's 2,900. Can get on to steal some bags. So there's guys down here like Jake Cave at 27. We always love him. So Robbie Grossman at 27. There's guys down here, just not the sexy names that you'd like to have at the position. All right. Recapping pitching on this slate. Darvish, Clevenger up top. That's Clevenger GPP, Darvish GPP, and cash. Middle range, McCullers, Dobnak, and Stripling. I think Dobnak's a very good cash game match with the Darvish if you want to go that route. And if you're saving some cash, we have Anton of the Cincinnati Reds at 4,000. I think that's a very, very good puntable pitcher. Means worked for us yesterday. Anton could be a nice one at 4K tonight. And then Garrett Richards at 62 versus the Dodgers. Not a bad GPP punt as well. When stacking things up tonight, this is when it gets really juicy. Obviously, you have Colorado. That's victim number one. That's pretty simple stuff there. Colorado versus Webb and that Giants bullpen is going to be super, super nice. But don't sleep on the Giants completely. when you're doing that. The Twins versus Trevor Williams, very strong. I mentioned that Kepler Rosario prices are really nice. Polanco's not too shabby there either. Cruz, actually, I think, still too cheap for what he's worth. So you can get some nice values with the Twins. They'd probably be popular, but definitely looks for you there. And then some other ones. Toronto could be very interesting for Sean Newcomb with some of those righty young baby Blue Jays. I think that's in play. The Cubs versus Bubik, very, very much in play. Bryant, Baez, Rizzo hits lefties just fine. Keep going through that lineup. That's a strong look for you there. A few others in this one. You could look at Texas for Sean Manaea. I like to keep picking on Manaea until he proves me wrong, and right now I don't see how he's going to prove me wrong. Like, that's one I want to attack. And then look at the Halos. The Halos versus Marco Gonzalez and the Mariners versus Tehran. Like, it's not two really, really great offenses, but it's two not so great pitchers. Again, Marco's better than I'm giving him credit for. He's a good quality start type guy, but we've seen it get blown up. I think that could be an interesting late night hammer in that one. Maybe not go super heavy. We'll have to see how the lineups play out, but could have some nice GPP, at least a couple one offs or two man stacks to kind of differentiate yourself from the main chalk of the night. That'll do it. 10 game slate on tap. A bunch of double hitters. We're not going to get like Yankees, Phillies, Marlins, O's. Couple day games. So there's a lot of baseball today, which is beautiful on a Wednesday. Thursday, I believe we have depends on what DK does. There's five games after 7 Eastern. There's a couple 3 o'clocks. Maybe they throw them in there. So not as big a day on Thursday, but I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Got content, written content over at rotoballer.com. Again, if you follow me on Twitter at BDNTrick, I'd appreciate it. Give a rating and review on iTunes as well. Would mean a lot, but good luck today. If you have any questions, hit me up. But this is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 5th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.